Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. Last week, to celebrate National Women's History Month, I started Unmasked by Mary Edwards Walker, the American Civil War surgeon who dressed in men's clothing and advocated for more comfortable styles for women, as well as a voice and agency for women. As you'll hear in today's excerpt from Chapter 1, Introduction of Unmasked, or The Science of Immorality, to Gentlemen, by a woman physician and surgeon, published in 1878. Men would be amazed if women should assert that such a standard was a low one and did not correspond with a true woman's ideas of noble manhood, and that it was just as good a standard for woman's morale as it is for men's, a position that is just as fair for women to take as for men, as anyone with logic must admit. Women feel this inequality most poignantly and deplore the low position taken by men, as few men can ever understand. Woman's silence upon the subject mislead men into the idea that they are indifferent to man's morals. Men never hear the eloquent speeches of women of all ages when this subject is discussed in the homes of all grades of women. And the despair that settles over their faces as the want of pure manhood is felt by them, with no hope of ever having the general ideas of men any better, and women being compelled to marry such men if they ever marry at all. While men are so ignorant of the real aspirations of women, they will continue to wrong them. Men assume a right to have all relationships with women outside of marriage because they are men, and then assume the right to desert such women as beneath their contempt, and illogically reasoning both ways, assert that such women were not equals with them, because they yielded when unable either mentally, or physically, or financially to resist them. Every art, often not at all understood by woman, is used to entrap her into such relationship when she does not fully understand the strength of her own passions, and certainly not of men's, and she is placed in a position where she cannot possibly be forewarned, if not forewarned in a manner to make her disrespect all manhood. In a word, to be constantly on the alert, believing every man a seducer. If he is not such, it is not for want of encouragement from the great masses of men in the following way. The arts and traps of seduction are talked over by men before boys, and so the youths grow up in the belief that there is something smart in taking advantage of women, and that it is the most telling evidence of manhood possible. Brought up in such a school, it is more a misfortune than a fault that men as a mass have so little moral conscience. For there is little or no direct influence to counteract such schooling, and the lessons in defective conscience and low ebb of soul are so often given that the most poisonous and deleterious stuff becomes a part of the man. It is true that pernicious teachings are graded to some extent among men and boys in the different classes of society, but the same ideas of their immoral rights that men believe to be their prerogative as men, that all other men are called upon to respect as rights, and women to tolerate, are the basis of jokes, good-natured slanders, and pleasantry. To women, seek the strength of your own passions. Let your voice ring clearly. To men, make room for women. Hear them. To all, do what uplifts each other and all others. This has been Laura's Voice. Find more on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I'm Laura Richcreek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.